Okay, I'm going to record this for the ladies who aren't here so they understand what the deal is. If you did not order a Hidden Treasures book, I ordered a couple extra, so just keep that in mind. They were 18, I think, Kristen? 18?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. All right, so thanks to the hardworking efforts of Kristen Jordan, you have these beautiful... whatever you want to call them.
Packets.
And I'm just going to, whatever these things are, I just want to walk through with you real quick what is going on here so that when you come next week, you know what's going on for our Proverbs study. Ooh, there's cake on here. frosting. So if you want to take your paper clip off, let's walk through it. Here you have a Bible bookmark with the, wait for it, hermeneutical key of the book of Proverbs. So what do we translate all Proverbs by? It is through the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. So we put the key verse for the book on the front. And on the back of the bookmark, you will see a list of words. Now, the bookmark and these words are for you to draw little pictures of each of these words that you will be marking the scripture with. So you're going to be studying, you're going to be looking and pulling out the key words. Now, my intent and the homework will tell you to do that one chapter each week. But if you're like me, you might like really get into it and do like 10 chapters one night. So, you know, maybe try to hold yourself back, but I understand if you don't. So I will give you some ideas too, probably next week of what I drew for those, but you can do whatever you want. It doesn't matter. As long as they remind you of those keywords. This page, you notice, is not hole punched. If you brought a binder or are getting a binder that has one of those clear pockets in the front, here you go. And everyone will think that their binder belongs to me. Sorry about that. You just put your name over that if you want. but I ran across this great quote in one of my commentaries, and I asked Kristen to slap it on the front. And it says, "A person could memorize the book of Proverbs and still lack wisdom if it did not affect his heart, which informs his behavior." So Bruce Waltke is my new best friend because I needed all the help of wiser men to help me walk through this, these chapters for you. The next page you will find is our schedule. So it will tell you what we're studying each week. You'll see tonight, August 10th, Ladies Salad Supper, no homework was due, no memory verses were due. But next week, we will be talking about studying the Proverbs. It's an introduction. This week, starting tomorrow, you will read Proverbs chapter 1 through 10 by next Thursday and memorize chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Now, Kyene is our world-class memorizer. Although, I would like to see a face-off between you and Jasmine because she's really good, too. But our mama of two young children over here can memorize 7 verses a day. I just say that because that is amazing. And if she can do it with two small children, then we can try a little harder, can't we? So we are going to work at 3 to 4 verses. I think it's 3 to 4 verses a week throughout the year. And you'll notice, look, review, review, review. Try to make it easy on you. So if you can, work on starting tonight, starting tomorrow, the beginning, Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. You'll see next week it's 5 through 9. And then we have a review week, 1 through 9. I want to point out the first 3 weeks are all introduction. Next week, we're going to do a who, what, where, when, why, how. The next week, we're going to talk about the style that Proverbs is written in, how to understand the poetry. And then the third week, we're going to talk about the theology in Proverbs. I actually picked up a commentary on my shelf, opened it up, and the beginning said, "There's not a lot about God in the Proverbs." And I was like, okay, next book. What? So we're going to talk about what is the theology in Proverbs? What do we see? Where does it coincide with other scripture? And you're going to be digging some of that out in your homework. Then, and so you can see in the homework, by then you'll have read every chapter in Proverbs once. So it's like 10 chapters a week. You can do it. And then we're going to start doing one chapter for the whole week. So you'll read Proverbs chapter 1 every day for a week. And we know that's, you know, something John MacArthur highly recommends, reading things over and over and over, and you get the flow of it. You see those key words. It will help you remember what you're learning. You can see the weeks that we don't meet. And any other questions, ask me later. Okay. Then we had this little insert today. I remembered this song. And you know how sometimes in the past we've sung a song before study every week? Yay. This is going to be our theme song, the Getty's Perfect Wisdom of Our God.
Yes.
Janet always loves when we sing. All right, so then we have your homework. Yay! Don't consider it homework. It's heart work, okay? The little box has the memory verse in NASB. We will be looking things up. Now, you don't have to do everything in NASB, but know that that's what I will be teaching from. And so just to keep you on that page if you'd like. If you memorize it in another version, that's okay. We will not kick you out. And then make sure you follow each of the directions at the top. And there's two pages of your homework for the whole week. So we will see how that goes. This is my first time writing homework in my life. If you love it, let me know. If you don't, write me an email. Then you have the three pages of what we're going to be covering in the teaching time. So this is your note paper for class next week. Now, the next 3 weeks, I have a lot of notes written in here with blanks because there's a lot of information we need to cover. Once we get to chapter one, it's going to be more open space and you can write down what you want. But these first 3 weeks, there's just a lot. And I wanted you to have these awesome quotes. I wanted you to have the facts. And so we will be doing more fill in the blank the first 3 weeks. And then it's going to be more open space. So I just want you to know that too. Next week when you come, we will have like 6 more weeks to just put in your binder. But for tonight, we're just handing out week one. And let's see, what else did I? Oh. At the end of every week's homework, it'll say at the end, optional hidden treasures homework. It is not a requirement to own this book. It's not a requirement to go through it. It's just a bonus. But I wrote in there what you should do every week for this bonus. And this is more so like for our families and our mamas. But there's no reason why you ladies that don't have kids can't do this too. And I'm glad to see some of you ordered it. So in this next week, you're just going to be reading the intro pages. What's this book all about? What is Proverbs all about? She talks about styles a bit. And then here's the key thing. I don't know if you guys caught this by reading the description of this book. But basically, every proverb has at least two pictures. So for example, this is what I did. I sat my kids down. And I said, okay, we're going to read Proverbs chapter 1 today. And one time I made copies for everybody, and one time I just held it up. And I said, okay, I'm going to read, and I want you to listen for when you hear the words that describe this picture. And so they were listening, and then they heard me say, wisdom calls aloud in the marketplace. She lifts up her voice. And they're like, oh, that's it, I found it. So your kids can color, you can copy it, and they can color it, or you can color it if you like to do that. I know Janet does. Or you can just, whatever you want to do. So I have in your syllabus where you need to be in this book. Some chapters have like 5 pictures, and Proverbs 31 has a ton. They had a little coloring contest. You can read, or a drawing contest. You can see they're all by different little kid artists. Or you could tell your kids to draw their own. Pick a proverb and draw it. So the idea behind this was, wow, what a resource. And why not get it in your hands, and why not work on it with your family if you have a, you know, if you're raising children right now still. So, I wanted to say too, in a couple, I think this is written in there, but this is not my book. I would highly recommend just to do some of the homework. It's called the inductive study method. method when you draw the little pictures and look for the keywords and stuff. If you don't have a wide, if you don't want to write in your Bible, if you don't want to draw in your Bible, you can print off from the Bible app programs online. You can print off the chapters of Proverbs and just keep them in your binder and mark on those. You can mark in your own Bible, whatever it is you want to do. This is actually an inductive Bible that I have here, and you can see that I'm just doing it right in there. So this is what it will look like. So if you don't want to do this in your Bible, if your Bible's too tiny, or if you tend to use an app, it's really going to help you to be able to, when you do your homework, say, oh, look, there's heart, and there's heart, and there's heart, and it helps you to find what you're looking for really quick for those keyword searches. So you might want to print out the chapters and just have like a chapter on each page that you can mark up and highlight and square and box and whatever it is you want to do. Any questions? Wow. Okay. Well, that is our summary for